Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Good Saturday afternoon to you, and welcome to The Connected Life on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So, Carrie, believe it or not, this is our ninth show. We've been on the air for a couple of months now.
Wow.
So it's pretty exciting. And if this is your first time joining us, I just wanted to kind of go back a little bit and give you an idea of who we are and what we are about. The Connected Life is our way to try to reach out and really get back to what we all lost in the very beginning. And by the very beginning, I mean what we all lost during the fall. If you remember in our very first show, Carrie, I talked about the creation story.
Yeah.
And how in the very beginning, we had it pretty, pretty good. Adam had fellowship and communion with God. Along came Eve. The two of them were walking and talking with God. There was no separation, no distance. I mean, we were living the connected life. Couldn't get any better than that, right?
Right.
And, of course, we know the story that selfishness got in the way. Wanting to be like God got in the way. And we fell pretty hard. Man fell pretty hard. And in that fall, of course, there was the separation that took place, not only with God, but also with one another. You know, you remember the story when God was walking through the garden and Adam and Eve were hiding because first time we see in Scripture where we felt the emotions of shame and fear. So they were hiding from God. And God's walking through the garden. And he's calling out for them. And they tell him, we're ashamed because we're naked.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, God asked, well, who told you that you were naked? Come to find out, you know, they had eaten of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Go ahead. Did you have something to say?
I just think it's still today we're hiding from that shame. That's still keeping us from God and connecting with others.
Absolutely. Keeping us from connecting with one another. God says, well, what happened? And Adam, very brilliantly, I think, blames not only Eve, but he also blames God in the very same breath when he says, it was the woman that you gave me, God, that made me do this. And so right away we see this kind of blaming, shaming, fearful response that disconnected us from God and disconnected us from one another. And so what our mission is about is helping us to get back to a place, a more connected life, back to God's original design.
Yeah, and we're not going to ever be in that perfect place again until Christ comes, but we try to strive for a closer resemblance to before the fall and to not allow the fallen sin to completely wipe out our connection to God and other people.
Absolutely. You know, our mission, just like in the intro to our show, is to help you live a more connected life with God, your spouse, and the world at large, your community. And so to that end, what we want to talk about today is how we really worked on getting connected and helping the couples that we work with get connected. I'm the owner, founder, and clinical director of Crossroads Family Counseling Center. And as such, one of the things that we do is we have a marriage retreat. And we've been talking about it on the show if you've been following us. And it was actually this past Friday and Saturday. And so I wanted to take some time to just kind of share and talk about that.
It was a lot of fun. It was cool to get to be a part of that for the first time, because this is my first time actually being a part of his marriage retreat. And so I got to see how it all worked and see Travis in action teaching and being counselor. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Tell me some of your thoughts and just maybe like overall what your experience was like. You know, what did you learn about us? What did you learn about me? What did you learn about you? You know, some of those things like that.
Well, I thought it was great to just see the couples that were there really being willing to share with one another. And they are small groups, and so people seem to really connect well. And I'm always impressed with the character of the people that, you know, show up to these kinds of things. They're always people that are willing to make a change and get out of their comfort zone, and you get really great people that when you do things like that. So it was a lot of fun that way, and it was great to see you could just see connection building between the couples.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just seeing the various people, couples, like the men and the women, connecting in different ways to each other, being able to be in a spot where, you know, everyone knows they don't have a perfect marriage, you
right.
know, and I think that including us, because
right.
we're pretty out there and saying like, okay, we've screwed up too, and this isn't all
yeah.
perfect.
And we're transparent and saying, hey,
right.
we've learned some things, but we don't have it all figured out.
Yeah, because the yeah. only reason that we can do these is because we've gone through it ourselves.
Exactly.
So being able to just know that everybody there is in the same spot, in the same place, and or has been in that place where, you know, they're trying to build that connection, but you're struggling, and being able to pull not only, I think that it's great because you see the couples there. They weren't only learning, but they were able to help each other too. Like
that was awesome.
Yeah, because yeah. it was great because there'd be one couple that was struggling in one spot, and another couple could say, "Oh, we went through that too, and this is what helped." And then
right.
that same, you know, it goes back and forth the other way too. Like the other couple will be struggling with one thing, and the other couple will be able to help them. So it was more of a, I think, a support group.
Totally.
In the making.
Right. There was a lot of support that was just kind of organically, naturally happening as we were going through and doing the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I think couples, when you get together and you take off the masks, so to speak, and I think people know what I mean by that. A lot of times we wear masks, right? We don't always share our authenticity or vulnerability with others. When they ask, how are things going? We say, we're doing great. Right.
Yeah.
That keeps us, by the way, from living a more connected life. But anyway, when you take off those masks and you see that the struggles in a marriage are very common and universal.
Right.
That you're not alone. That maybe you're not as bad as you thought, or your marriage is not as bad as you had thought it was. That other people struggle with very similar, if not the exact same types of issues
right.
and struggles. It just really becomes, I think, empowering and freeing.
Mm-hmm.
And it releases a person from that shame that we were talking about earlier that they may be experiencing. And then when you take the mask off and you're being real and authentic, I think that's where the real change and growth occurs,
yeah.
Both in the group setting, but more importantly, in the relationship with your spouse.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was cool to be in that with other people as well, because sometimes when it's your spouse that has wounded you and you have a history with them, it's hard to have compassion on certain things. But when you see someone else and in their relationship, you can have that distance and therefore see the compassion and have compassion on things that are going on in another relationship.
Right.
And that can transfer to your own. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's because it's easier when you're like one layer removed or one level removed. Right. So as part the format of the retreat is, you know, we do some teaching. We talk about the core concepts, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. But then we also watch other couples on a video going through the teaching components that we're imparting to the couples that are there. And that's that piece that you're talking about, where when it's one layer removed, and you're not talking about you and your spouse and your marriage, when it's just one layer removed, I think you're better able to have that maybe third party point of view,
right,
or that compassion.
Yeah.
You can kind of see the dynamics and say, oh, we do that. That happens here.
Yeah.
Right. So it becomes a really powerful type of experience. So, you know, the couples who attended, I think the feedback that we got from them was really, really positive. Like, mm-hmm. I think they really felt like they came away with a greater sense of each other, a greater sense of themselves in terms of, you know, what happens for them when they get stuck and, you know, they start to spin out in arguments or negativity. And then I think they came away with some tools that they can use to really help them when they are really struggling, you know, really struggling to connect or really struggling to communicate or struggling to, you know, get out of the negativity that couples often get stuck in.
Right.
So, so it sounds like it was a really cool experience for you, being that this was your first time.
Yeah, it was neat to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, just want to share some information about the retreat, because there may be people who are listening to this and hearing this for the first time, and they may be thinking, oh, that sounds awesome. Like, I really need that. Here's the good news. There's another one coming up, right? We do have another retreat coming up in April. And the exact days on that are April 24th and 25th. It's the same exact thing. And there are openings right now where couples, if they are interested, they can contact us and participate in that. So if you did miss out on this one, it's okay. There is an opportunity to join us and to you know, really get a chance to work on what's going on in your marriage. Real quick, I just want to go through maybe some of the different topics that we cover when we're there. So,
well, first let's remind everyone what they're listening to. You're listening to The Connected Life with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. So to learn more about The Connected Life, you can visit us on Facebook. And if you're looking for counseling, you can visit counselingphoenixscottsdale.com or call us at 623-680-3486.
Yeah, so right now we're talking about the couples retreat that took place last week. And like I was saying, if you did miss this last weekend, it's okay. There is another couples retreat coming up on the 24th and the 25th. And this will be the last one that we have, I think, until after summer, just because summer is a really hard time. People are gone.
Right.
So, what did we talk about? What are the topics that we covered? How is this going to help a couple who may be listening to us right now? The first thing we talked about are the very universal negative cycles and patterns that all couples fall into. The most common, and I think our listeners may identify with this, is where you have one person who tends to become more distant, emotionally closed off. They have difficulty going deeper, being more authentic and transparent with their emotions. You have the other person who oftentimes will fall into more negative emotions or defensive emotions, oftentimes anger, frustration, blaming, attacking. And so what happens is they end up in a very cyclical pattern. So the more one person avoids or shuts down and emotionally becomes distant, the more the other person will attack and pursue. They may get stuck in kind of blaming and those types of behaviors. And so the more they do that, the more the other person pulls away. And so couples get stuck in these patterns where they become very rigid. It really starts to like dig deep, like deep roots. And what happens is neither partner really feels heard, understood, valued, safe, emotionally mm-hmm. secure, those types of things. A lot of times what we talked about, and this was very universal with the couples that we saw this weekend, is those feelings of abandonment or those feelings of rejection are what are at the root of those negative patterns that couples fall into. Mm. And we talked about, and if you remember, we talked about how when couples don't have a way of being able to slow that cycle down and identify what they're experiencing inside emotionally, and then to be able to reach out to their spouse and express those emotions, they continue to stay stuck with one another.
Right.
The other thing we talked about, and was just kind of hitting on it, was, you know, really working hard to identify the deep down emotions. What are some of the things that you remember the couples talking about in terms of their kind of emotional experience underneath the defensive anger, frustration, or, you know, some of those behaviors mm-hmm. of just avoiding, right. stonewalling, getting and going into attack mode? What are some of those emotions that you remember them talking about?
Man, what really comes to mind most is the videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Timmy and Kimmy.
Uh-huh.
One of the couples that keeps coming up in the videos, they have videos of, was it three different couples? Mainly?
Three different couples, uh-huh.
Yeah, and you kind of get to know these three couples, but one of them's Timmy and Kimmy. And you would think they were young, but they're an older couple, and they call each other Timmy and Kimmy, and Timmy really struggles with expressing his emotions, and
right.
he struggles, but he ends up coming up with the fear of the abandonment, and
his was more like a fear of rejection, not being good enough.
Yeah,
That he's going to fail.
Yeah.
She's never going to be happy, right? Those types of experiences.
That seems to be pretty universal to a lot of men, would you?
Yeah, yeah. So absolutely. As I'm describing this cycle and these emotions and feelings, there is a strong gender component to what we're talking mm-hmm. about. Men tend to feel more afraid of failure, more afraid of rejection, not being good enough, those kind of comments where maybe if you say something like you know, no matter what I do, she's never happy, she's never satisfied, I can never please her, I can never get it right. It's like she has these really high standards that I just can't meet this high standard,
right?
You know, and I'm always falling short. Whereas women, I don't know if you want to talk about kind of the more common experience that women feel.
Well, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to be more on the abandonment fear and
yeah.
fear of being left or having to rely too much on the spouse or being too needy.
Yeah,
That's a very common thing that would come up
yeah.
for women.
Yeah, are you going to be there when I really need you?
Right, and it's funny because often, you know, the men will feel like, oh, I'm not able to give enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like to me that in reality, the women weren't asking the men to do that. The men thought they needed to live up to this standard, but
right.
the women were not even wanting them to. They didn't have that standard. They had I just want you to be who you are
right.
and be with me.
Yeah. that men tend to interpret it as there's a problem that I need to fix or solve, mm-hmm. or I need to be perfect. And if I'm not perfect, then I'm letting her down and I'm failing. I'm not good enough. And one of the big things we talked about is women are not looking for perfection. What they're looking for is presence.
Yeah.
Emotional presence and connection, understanding. And so, I mean, these are kind of things that we deal with, right? So we really dig deep. We get down into sharing the deep emotions, not just talking about the emotions, but what are the needs connected to the emotions? When you're feeling afraid or hurt or alone or not good enough, it's not just enough to be to talk about that. You have to be able to tell your spouse what you really need mm-hmm. when you're in that vulnerable place. And so we also talked about forgiveness, how to work through hurts that have happened and get mm-hmm. to a place of true forgiveness and reconciliation so that the relationship becomes a safe place. We talked about sex. We talked about intimacy. And then we talked about what couples can do to keep their love alive moving forward. And that's where we really came into this idea that one of the things, some of the feedback that we're getting from the couples is that they would love to continue beyond the 2 days in the marriage retreat.
Right.
And that's where, I think it was your idea, Carrie, but that's where this thought about having a marriage support group was introduced and discussed and talked about.
Right. I think that it seemed people seem to really connect well in these groups, and so to continue that on, people don't want to build that connection and then never see each other again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a marriage support group sounds like a great continuation or follow-up.
Right.
To something like this.
Yeah, and the goal of that is just to come together with other couples who are committed, who are continuing to work, because this is a journey. There's going to be struggle, right? And so we need that continued support. The other thing that came out of this retreat was a need for men to have a place to be able to get together with other men and really talk openly about what it means to be a good husband or what it means to be a good father. You know, those roles that men talk about, provider, mm-hmm. protector, priest, prophet, those types of things. And we talked about how it would be really awesome to have a marriage support group, but also a man's process group is what we're calling in terms of, or the goal of this would just be getting together with like-minded men,
right.
and really supporting and helping each other. So,
yeah, I like that a lot, and it's great to have a group. We have friends. A lot of times, I'll have friends that Travis doesn't necessarily know the husband, and he'll have friends that I maybe don't know the wife a lot. But to have a group where you are couples who have all been in the same spot and you're dedicated to supporting each other's marriage, not one individual in the marriage.
Right.
You're not going to pick sides. You're dedicated to working to keep them together.
Right. So there's a couple things I want to say, and then maybe you can kind of close us out here, Carrie. Just real quick, the April's Couples Retreat is April 24th and 25th. It's Spirit in the Desert and Carefree. If you are interested in that, it's April 1st, or if you register by April 1st, there's a 15% discount. Also, our first ever marriage support group is starting on May 2nd. And if you're interested in that, you can also contact us at 623-680-3486. And then finally, the Man's Process group is starting on April 16th. If you didn't get those dates, don't fret. Tune in next Saturday.
Or check us out on the Connected Life Radio on Facebook or our website at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, or you can call us at 623-680-3486. Hope to hear from you.
Stay connected, Arizona.